Introduction. In her book 7.5 Lessons About the Brain, Lisa Feldman Barrett explores the profound interconnectedness of human brains. One of the central themes in her work is how our brains secretly collaborate with other brains. This concept is crucial in understanding human behavior, social interactions, and even our overall well-being. This essay delves into Barrett's insights, examining the mechanisms through which our brains interact and the implications of these interactions on our daily lives. The social nature of humans. Humans are inherently social creatures, a trait that is deeply embedded in our biology. We thrive in groups, form complex societies, and build civilizations. This social nature is not just a cultural phenomenon but a fundamental aspect of our brain's wiring. From infancy, our brains are designed to connect with others, which continues throughout our lives. Barrett emphasizes that this interconnectedness is vital for our survival and well-being. Our social nature is not merely an add-on to our existence, it is a core aspect of what makes us human. The human brain has evolved to foster social connections, developing intricate neural circuits that enable us to interact, communicate, and build relationships. These circuits are active from birth, guiding us to seek out and respond to social stimuli. This intrinsic need for social interaction shapes our development and influences our behavior throughout life. Body budgeting and social interaction. Barrett introduces the concept of body budgeting, where our brains manage the resources our bodies use daily. Social interactions play a crucial role in this process. From birth, caregivers help regulate a baby's body budget, a dynamic that persists into adulthood as we continue to influence each other's physiological states. This mutual regulation is essential for maintaining our physical and mental health. The body budget is a metaphor for how our brains predict and manage the physiological needs of our bodies, such as energy, hydration, and sleep. When we interact with others, our brains synchronize, and we help each other maintain a balanced body budget. For example, a comforting touch or a reassuring word from a friend can lower our stress levels and conserve energy, demonstrating the tangible impact of social interactions on our well-being. This interconnectedness in body budgeting shows how deeply our social nature is ingrained in our biology. Neuroplasticity and social influence. Our brains are remarkably plastic, constantly rewiring themselves in response to new experiences. Social interactions are a significant driver of this neuroplasticity. As we engage with others, our neurons undergo tuning and pruning, making our brains more efficient in managing social relationships. Barrett illustrates this with examples of how caregivers shape an infant's brain development through their interactions. For instance, when parents talk to their baby, they are not only teaching language but also helping to form neural connections that will be crucial for social communication later in life. This continuous process of tuning and pruning allows our brains to adapt to new social environments and challenges. Our brains are not static but dynamic organs that evolve based on our social experiences. This adaptability is a key feature of human development and highlights the importance of social interactions in shaping who we become. The role of emotions in social connections. Emotions play a pivotal role in our social interactions, acting as signals that guide our behavior and help us navigate social complexities. Barrett explains that our brains create emotions to predict and respond to social situations. These emotions are not just reactions, they are constructed experiences that help us interpret the world and interact with others. For example, feeling empathy for someone in distress prompts us to offer help, strengthening social bonds and enhancing group cohesion. Emotions are thus essential tools for social living, helping us build and maintain relationships. Our brains constantly evaluate social cues and generate emotions that facilitate appropriate responses, whether it's offering comfort, sharing joy, or expressing concern. This emotional interplay is a fundamental aspect of our social brains, ensuring we can effectively navigate the complexities of human relationships. Shared experiences and collective memory. Barrett also discusses the concept of collective memory, where groups of people share common experiences that shape their collective identity. This shared memory is not just a collection of individual memories, but a dynamic process where our brains synchronize and integrate these experiences. For example, participating in a cultural ritual or attending a significant event creates a shared memory that bonds individuals together. This collective memory enhances social cohesion and fosters a sense of belonging. Our brains are wired to create and maintain these shared experiences, reinforcing the social fabric of our communities. The concept of collective memory highlights how our brains are designed to function as individual units and as parts of a larger social network. These shared experiences are stored and recalled in ways that strengthen group identity and continuity, illustrating the power of our social brains in creating and sustaining collective bonds. The impact of social isolation. While our brains are designed for social interaction, social isolation can harm our mental and physical health. Barrett highlights how prolonged isolation disrupts our body budgeting system, leading to increased stress and potential health problems. Without regular social interactions, our brains struggle to maintain a balanced body budget, negatively affecting our overall well-being. Social isolation can impair cognitive function, increase anxiety, and exacerbate mental health issues. The importance of social connections is evident in how our brains respond to isolation, underscoring the necessity of maintaining social bonds for a healthy life. The effects of social isolation are profound, affecting our emotional state and physiological health. This illustrates the critical role of social interactions in our lives and the severe impact when these connections are absent. Synchronization of brains. Barrett explains that when people interact, their brains can synchronize, creating a shared neural state. This synchronization can happen during conversation, music, or cooperative tasks. When our brains synchronize, we become more attuned to each other's thoughts and feelings, enhancing communication and understanding. This neural synchronization is a testament to the deeply social nature of our brains, showing how we are designed to connect and collaborate with others. This phenomenon of neural synchronization highlights the sophisticated ways in which our brains interact, enabling us to share experiences and emotions more effectively. It underscores the biological basis of our social connections and the seamless integration of individual brains in social contexts. Mirror neurons and empathy. One mechanism that facilitates our social connections is the mirror neuron system. Mirror neurons fire when we act and when we observe someone else performing the same action. This mirroring helps us understand and empathize with others, as we can internally simulate their experiences. Barrett discusses how this system is crucial for social learning and empathy. For instance, watching someone else experience joy or pain activates similar neural circuits in our own brains, allowing us to feel their emotions. This neural mirroring is fundamental to connecting with and understanding others. The mirror neuron system is a cornerstone of our social brain, enabling us to engage in complex social interactions and build meaningful relationships through shared experiences. The power of language. Language is another powerful tool that enhances our social connections. Barrett highlights how language allows us to share our thoughts, feelings, and experiences with others, creating a shared understanding. Language development is a testament to the social nature of our brains, as it requires complex neural circuits dedicated to communication. Language not only facilitates social interaction but also shapes our thinking and perception. We can convey abstract concepts, tell stories, and build cultures through language. This ability to communicate through language is a defining feature of the human brain, underscoring its role in social bonding and collective knowledge. The evolution of language reflects the intricate ways in which our brains have adapted to meet the demands of social living, enabling us to share and collaborate on a grand scale. Cultural transmission and learning. Barrett also discusses the concept of cultural transmission, where knowledge, skills, and behaviors are passed down from generation to generation. This transmission is facilitated by our social brains, which are designed to learn from others. For example, Children learn language, social norms, and cultural practices by observing and imitating adults. This ability to transmit culture is a unique feature of human brains, allowing us to build and sustain complex societies. Our brains are wired to absorb and integrate cultural information, ensuring the continuity and evolution of human civilization. The process of cultural transmission highlights the profound interconnectedness of our brains, demonstrating how our community's collective knowledge and practices shape us. The role of social networks. Our social networks, both physical and digital, play a significant role in shaping our brains and behavior. Barrett explains how being part of a social network influences our thoughts, emotions, and actions. The interactions within these networks provide the context for our brain's functioning, impacting our mental and physical health. For instance, having a strong support network can buffer against stress and promote well-being, while social isolation can lead to negative health outcomes. The interconnectedness of social networks underscores the importance of maintaining social bonds and the impact these relationships have on our brain's functioning. Social networks are not just platforms for interaction, they are integral to our health and well-being, influencing how our brains process and respond to the world around us. The dynamics of group behavior. Barrett also explores how our brains are influenced by group behavior. When we are part of a group, our brain's functioning can be affected by the collective actions and emotions of the group. This phenomenon is evident in mob behavior, where individuals act differently than they would alone. The influence of group dynamics on our brains highlights the power of social context in shaping behavior. Our brains are designed to respond to and be influenced by the groups we are part of, demonstrating the profound impact of social environments on individual actions. Understanding the dynamics of group behavior provides insights into how social contexts can shape our thoughts and actions, emphasizing the importance of social influences in our lives. Social pain and physical pain. Barrett discusses the concept of social pain, which is the emotional pain we feel from social rejection or loss. Interestingly, the brain regions involved in social pain overlap with those involved in physical pain. This overlap suggests that our brains process social pain similarly to physical pain, underscoring the importance of social connections for our well-being. The experience of social pain highlights the deep integration of social and physical aspects of our existence, showing how our brains are wired to prioritize social bonds. The overlap between social and physical pain regions in the brain illustrates the profound impact of social experiences on our overall health, emphasizing the importance of maintaining healthy social connections. The influence of social norms. Social norms, the unwritten rules that govern behavior in a society, also shape our brains. Barrett explains how our brains internalize these norms, influencing our actions and decisions. Social norms provide a framework for behavior, guiding us on how to act in different situations. Our brains adapt to these norms, integrating them into our neural circuits. This adaptation ensures that we can navigate social environments effectively and maintain harmonious relationships with others. The influence of social norms on our brains demonstrates the interplay between individual neural processes and collective social structures. Understanding this influence helps us appreciate the role of social norms in shaping our behavior and the functioning of our brains. Cooperation and competition. Barrett explores the balance between cooperation and competition in social interactions. Our brains are wired to engage in both, depending on the context. Cooperation is essential for building strong social bonds and achieving collective goals, while competition can drive individual achievement and innovation. This dual capability is reflected in our neural circuits, which can switch between cooperative and competitive modes. For example, in a cooperative setting, our brains release oxytocin, which promotes bonding and trust. In competitive situations, adrenaline and cortisol may dominate, preparing us for action. The ability to navigate between cooperation and competition is a key feature of our social brains, enabling us to adapt to various social contexts. The future of social neuroscience. Barrett highlights the importance of ongoing research in social neuroscience to understand the complexities of our social brains further. Advances in technology, such as brain imaging and computational modeling, provide new insights into how our brains function in social contexts. This research could improve our understanding of social behavior and mental health, offering new approaches to treatment and intervention. The field of social neuroscience is rapidly evolving, shedding light on the intricate ways our brains interact and connect with others. The future of this research promises to deepen our understanding of human nature and the biological basis of social interactions. Implications for mental health. The insights from Barrett's work have significant implications for mental health. Understanding the social nature of our brains can inform interventions and therapies aimed at improving social functioning and well-being. For example, social skills training and group therapy can enhance social connections and support mental health recovery. Recognizing the importance of social interactions in maintaining a balanced body budget can also guide public health strategies to reduce social isolation and promote community engagement. The implications of this research extend beyond individual health, highlighting the need for societal approaches to foster healthy social environments. The role of technology. Barrett also discusses the impact of technology on our social brains. While technology has the potential to enhance social connections, it can also lead to challenges such as reduced face-to-face interactions and increased social isolation. Understanding how technology affects our brains and social behavior is crucial for developing strategies to mitigate its negative impacts. For example, promoting digital literacy and encouraging healthy online habits can help individuals navigate the digital world while maintaining strong social connections. The interplay between technology and our social brains is an area of ongoing research, with significant implications for how we design and use digital tools. Conclusion. Lisa Feldman Barrett's exploration of how our brains secretly work with other brains offers profound insights into the social nature of human existence. From body budgeting and neuroplasticity to the impact of social norms and technology, our brains are intricately connected to the social world. These connections shape our behavior, influence our well-being, and define our humanity. Understanding the mechanisms behind these interactions can inform interventions, therapies, and public health strategies to foster healthy social environments. As research in social neuroscience continues to evolve, it promises to deepen our understanding of the biological basis of social interactions and the profound interconnectedness of our brains.